This is of great concern to AMSAT, as our satellites also use this portion of the band as authorized by the FCC. Public comment was accepted through July 21st. AMSAT filed a comment, as did AMSAT Germany, and over 600 individuals. It was interesting that their application was to use the 70-centimeter portion of the band during initial post-launch period and outside the U.S. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week on July 26th and 27th, it's the RSGB IOTA contest, CW and phone. Also on the 26th and 27th, the Alabama QSO party, CW and phone. July 27th, the ARS Flight of the Bumblebees, CW. July 28th, the RSGP FT4 contest, that's digital. July 29th, the ICWC medium speed test, that is CW. August 1st, the NCCC Sprint, CW. August 2nd and 3rd, the 1010 International Summer Contest, single sideband and phone. And on August 2nd and 3rd, the North American QSO Party, CW. And on August 2nd and 3rd, the ARRL 220 MHz Up Distance Contest, CW, phone, and digital. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Coming section, state, and division conventions on July 26th, ARRL West Virginia State Convention in Hamfest, that's in Sutton, West Virginia. August 2nd, the ARRL Maine State Convention in Hamfest, that's in Augusta, Maine. August 3rd, the SVARC Berryville Hamfest hosting the ARRL Roanoke Division Convention. That's in Berryville, Virginia. And on August 9th, the ARRL Idaho State Convention. That's in Post Falls, Idaho. Remember to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Lake County Amateur Radio Association in Lake County, Ohio, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
This has been the ARRL Audio News. Thanks for listening. And 7-3, KM6 IAU.